Over the last several years, about 140 communities across the country have decided to stop adding fluoride to their water supplies. In November, the Village of Pulaski's Water Board voted to no longer put fluoride in their water, and earlier this week, the Watertown City Council heard arguments that they should do the same thing. Communities like these worry the element could be harming their citizens, corroding their pipes, or feel like it's just a government intrusion. This trend comes despite dentists and the Centers for Disease Control calling this use of fluoride a major public health advancement of the last century. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's weekly health and wellness show Take Care, recently spoke about this controversial issue with Dr. William Bowen, a professor at the University of Rochester Medical Center who has also worked for the FDA and the CDC.
How did it come to be that researchers realized the benefit of fluoride, and when was it first added to the water?
What really prompted the addition of the fluoride to the drinking water was the observation during conscription in the 1940s, when 2 million young people were recruited into the army, and 900,000 of them failed the medical test. And by far, the most common reason was the lack of dental health, 20%. Fluoride was first added to the drinking water in 1945, and then the effect was absolutely startling. And we now in the United States have over 204 million people drinking fluoridated water. That represents roughly 75% of all the people who are eligible. And the benefits are truly phenomenal. For every dollar spent on water fluoridation, it probably saves $17 to $30.
Now, what about the growing concern? It seems that a number of communities are basically saying, I don't want a lot of government intervention in my life.
Well, the fact of the matter is that dental cavities is a major public health problem. For example, the public spend over $80 billion a year on treating dental disease. And of that, it's calculated about $40 billion. It can be attributed to rotting teeth. The other point is that rotting teeth continue to be one of the leading reasons for people going to the emergency room. Also, it's one of the leading causes for people being absent from work and absent from school. And the nice thing about adding fluoride to the water is that it benefits rich and poor alike. And to expect people to spend money on treating oral disease who have barely enough to live on, I think is an unrealistic expectation. So anything that we can do to support the public health benefits all of society and all of the communities.
Dr. Bowen, if someone in our listening audience does not have fluoride in their water, what is the best way to get it, especially for children?
Well, children two and younger should not be given fluoride. But after the age of two, they should consult their dentist and their physician about the optimum way to approach it. There are several possibilities. One, of course, is using fluoride tablets, which can be sucked and swallowed, and that way you get both a systemic and a topical effect.
That was dental health expert Dr. William Bowen speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.